It is the holiday season, which means it's time for shopping and deals and scams. The Internal Revenue Service has recently held its fourth annual security summit, urging the public to be on guard, you know, protect yourself from identity theft while online shopping. Our producer, Harrison Patino, talked with IRS spokeswoman Jennifer Henry Brown, who gives us some tips on keeping your information safe.
Basic security measures such as when you shop online, make sure you're shopping on a secure website. And the way you can tell that is at the very beginning of the web address, you'll see an HTTPS. That's S as in security. Think of S as in security. The other thing you want to do is be very careful that you're using a secure Wi-Fi, because a lot of people, you know, they go into Starbucks or some other place where they have free public Wi-Fi. Well, if it's not secured by a password, then those cyber criminals can also get in and access this information. So that's another thing we want to warn them about, too.
We talk about these scams in sort of an abstract sense, but what are some of the most common scams that happen during the holidays? What do they look like?
Well, I'll tell you, over 90% of the data thefts are caused by what they call phishing emails. That's phishing with a P-H, not an F. So it's P-H-I-N-G. And what happens is you get an email from what you think is a trusted source like your bank or even the IRS, and it says, oh, urgent. They want you to immediately click on a link or open an attachment, and you definitely don't want to do that, because if you do, you can click on a link and maybe download some malware to your computer, and then they can take over your computer. So don't click on any links or open any attachments from any emails that you've received from someone you don't know. And if you're in doubt, you know, let's say you're a tax professional and you want clients, and you get this email saying, oh, I met you at this party and I would really like you to do my tax return. Here's some information. And then, of course, you want to click on that attachment to have the information to prepare their return. Well, in doubt, call. Pick up the phone and call and verify that email was indeed sent by the person you met.
Why do you think it is possible for those sorts of false emails to dupe people?
Well, I think especially they've actually done some studies and found that people on their mobile phones, when they receive a text, for some reason they're more inclined to open it, even though maybe they know, oh, I'm not supposed to click on this link, or I'm not supposed to open up the attachment. So the problem is these cyber criminals have become very, very sophisticated. And so they make these emails look legitimate, like it is from your bank. It looks like your bank account, your bank's website. So as we get more, like you're saying, skeptical about these emails, they get more sophisticated about fooling us.
So you were just talking about phishing emails, but right now Hawaii is in the middle of something like a scam phone call epidemic, where you just get bombarded with two or three scam phone calls a day. How do you address such a persistent issue if it just keeps happening and happening and happening?
Well, number one, we want to get the information out there to forewarn them, like we're doing right now. You'll get calls that they say they're from the IRS, and they say you need to pay this immediately, pay by this credit debit card, or we're going to, you know, file a lawsuit against you or throw you in jail. Well, IRS will never, ever call you and threaten to throw you in jail or file a lawsuit against you or demand payment immediately by credit or debit card or iTunes cards. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's a big red flag. Just hang up and report it to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. And you can go on our IRS.gov website and key in tax scams, and then click on TIGTA, T-I-T-G-A, which is Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. It has a phone number you can call, or you can fill out the form and file that complaint, because we want to shut them down as soon as we can.
So we have the security summit coming up. How has it successfully addressed scams in the past?
Our rate of identity theft and these scams have decreased, but unfortunately, they get so sophisticated. The more we top them and get the information out, the more they become even more realistic, like I was talking with the phishing scams on emails. The key is education, getting the word out to individuals, businesses, tax professionals. Now, IRS, on IRS.gov, we have a tax scams alert page. And you can go to IRS.gov and key in tax scams, and you can see the latest information as far as the tax scams that are out there. So being informed, being educated, that's key to stopping these.
So I would assume that employing social media tactics might go along with getting the word out there. How has the IRS been employing social media to help fight against these issues?
This year, we are focused on doing more via social media. We have Twitter, and you can actually go follow us as far as tax security. It's hashtag tax security, and it's Twitter at IRS News for this information. So that's wonderful. We have a lot of social media. We're even on Instagram now. And the Security Summit partners and IRS created two videos. One is how to avoid phishing email scams, and another one has to do with how to secure your computer and mobile phone.
So you talk about all these ways that we can possibly get tricked or duped out of our personal information. It's almost like we're living in a misinformation age rather than an information age. So aside from the strategies that you suggest, you know, basic tactics, fighting against menacing phone calls, what are some ways that consumers can really use common sense to safeguard against these scams?
Well, basically, strong passwords. Let me give you some pointers as far as security tips. Use strong and unique passwords for all your accounts, and don't use the same password for each account. Have a separate, unique password for each account. And they recently changed the guidelines on passwords. They're stating the best way to do it now is to use long phrases combined with characters and numbers. An example would be something one can remember with the symbol at 30. And don't use your email address if that's an option to use for a password, because that's kind of a given for the cyber criminals. Well, let's try the email address and see if that works.
You know, I'm ashamed to admit that in years past, I have absolutely 100% done exactly what you're telling me not to do, purely for the sake of convenience, because it's easier to remember one password versus 10 different passwords or 15 different passwords. What do you say to people who are lazy like me?
Well, you might want to consider getting a password manager. You know, it's a software application that will go ahead and store and manage a person's passwords. And you have a strong password, and passwords are encrypted. And it requires the users to create a master password in order to access all their stored managed passwords. So that's what I would recommend.
Well, Jennifer Henry, thank you so much for the information ahead of the holiday seasons. And in the meantime, I think I'm going to look into a password manager.
Wonderful.
That was Jennifer Henry Brown, the spokeswoman of the IRS office in Oakland. She was warning people to take steps to protect their financial information during the holiday season.